And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Today is August 28th, Wednesday, August 28th. And we are chatting with the Carroll County Master Gardeners. We're going to be chatting about their fourth annual Buffalo Creek Fall Festival coming up very soon on September 7th from 9 to 4 at the Ag Center on Noonan Road. They're our neighbors just up the street from us here on Noonan Road. And this event is brought to you by Tanner and Southwire. Shout out to Tanner and Southwire. They do so many, sponsor so many events and community efforts here in our local community. Today's guest is the current vice president of the Carroll County Master Gardeners and future president, Elaine DeMars, as well as the communications coordinator, Gail Scheibel, and a chair of the festival, none no stranger to the program, Nancy Dombrowski. And why don't we start first with some bios. Tell us a bit about yourself. We'll start with Elaine.
Well, I've been in Master Gardeners since 2012 when I took the class. I've been on the garden committee for ages, but I've rotated between being a junior Master Gardener chair. I've worked, been on the board for several years in one position or another, and it's just been busy, busy, busy.
Few people are as busy as the Master Gardeners. You are doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I read a bio not too long ago about how long the organization has been around. I know they're having their 45th, isn't it, anniversary that they're celebrating with a conference down in Griffin. And I don't know how long this one has been here in Carroll County, but I know it's been a while. Everybody starts out the same. We start with a class that begins generally January, February of every other year now. But you get basically a college level 101 class in anything plant related, from the soil, plant biology, physiology, worms, the whole nine yards. So you learn everything about gardening and grass, turf, that stuff. Anyway, and it lasts for approximately 2.5 months, roughly. And you take a class, you get certified, et cetera, and then you put in your mandatory 50 hours of volunteer time to become certified as a Master Gardener. And
we're getting ready to start another class.
We are.
Excellent.
So if anybody's interested, call the Master Gardener office and get your name on the list.
I believe it's 770-836-8546.
Yes,
exactly.
Any individuals who would like to become a Master Gardener.
Yes, and Paula Burke is the absolute best ag agent in the state, in my humble opinion. She works with us very, very closely, so she helps us out in a lot of events.
Paula is a champ.
She is.
She's a champ. Well, let's throw it over to Gail. Tell us a bit about yourself.
I am a retired teacher. And I taught for 31 and a half years, and when I came here, we had a garden club. The principal at the time had a garden club, and when I retired, one of the teachers said, you know, you should become a Master Gardener. And I met a woman named Cherry Glover. I'm sure she's been on the show. And she was the first Master Gardener I met. She's a wonderful Master Gardener, and now she goes back to Ithaca with me, and we do the Children's Garden Club there. I took the class in 2021, and I enjoy technology, so they asked me to be the communications chair, and I'm the one that makes some of the Facebook posts. There's a couple of other people that do. I make the flyers. I also volunteer in the office, which I always thought it was pretty cool when I could call the office and ask a question about these funky things on my camellia, which was camellia gall, or the funny leaves on my azalea, which was azalea lacewing. And I thought, you know, I want to be one of those people. And I volunteer on Thursday mornings. We now have the Master Gardener office staffed every day of the week. It might be the morning, it might be the afternoon. So when you have your questions, you can call. And, you know, we take the course and we learn a lot. But the most important thing we take away is how to find the answers to all of those questions. It's a lot of fun being a Master Gardener.
Excellent. Well, we'll throw it down the line to Nancy Dombrowski. She is the, of course, the chair of the festival. Nancy, such a pleasure to see you, ma'am.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I actually started off, I became a master gardener in Pennsylvania through Penn State. Go Penn State. and then when I moved down here, you can transfer from one state to another because it's a national program. So I hooked up with the Carroll County Master Gardeners have been active since then. I taught school. A lot of Master Gardeners are teachers or retired teachers. And since then I've been vice president and president, and I was chairman of the wreath sale, if anybody remembers when we sold live wreaths at Christmas time. And now I'm chairman of the Buffalo Creek Fall Festival, and this is our fourth year, so I'm excited.
Excellent. Well, so this is the fourth annual Buffalo Creek Fall Festival, and that's coming up on September 7th from 9 to 4 at the Ag Center here on Noonan Road. If you could, tell us a bit about what this event, how this event has grown, and how it turned out last year.
Well, last year was, I think, the most successful. We managed to fill every spot. We started off with it being an outdoor festival, and especially with COVID, we didn't want anybody indoors. And as that has kind of waned a little bit, we manage now to have everything undercover. So some vendors will be actually in the building, and some vendors will be in the barn, but under the cover of the barn. So that makes it really nice. You're not out in the sun. We have a food corral, so just outside the barn are all the food trucks, and we have six or seven of those this year. And out there with food trucks will be the library bookmobile. So you can come and eat food and see crafts and sign up for a library card all at the same time. So we counted... Generally, we had about 3,000 people come through.
Wow.
So I was really excited that we've had, that it's been that successful. Because when you start out, the first year we planned it, and I was inside most of the time, and I thought, I wonder about 11:30, I wonder if anybody showed up, which is always a concern. And I walked out, and the parking lot was full, and the vendors were selling wares. And, I breathed a sigh of relief that first year.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just continued to grow each year. And this year is going to be bigger and better. But we're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break before we jump into the details of this year's event. It's coming up on September 7th from 9 to 4. That is the fourth annual Buffalo Creek Fall Festival. And it's going to be at the Ag Center on Noonan Road, brought to you so generously by Tanner Health System and Southwire. So we're going to go and take our first commercial break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back. to Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, August 28th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We're chatting with the Carroll County Master Gardeners. If you feel so inclined, do feel free to share this this episode in podcast form, which will be uploaded to the station's website as well as graticcommunications.com. You can spread the word about the 4th Annual Buffalo Creek Fall Festival coming up, brought to you by Tanner and Southwire and, of course, the Carroll County Master Gardeners. It's going to be September 7th from 9 to 4 at the Ag Center right here on Noonan Road. So we have a lot to talk about because with every passing year, this event has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. So how about we start talking about the event here? Who would like to take it first? We can jump in and start talking about arts and craft vendors.
I'll go ahead and start. We have 108 vendors that will be with us. We have everything from honey. We've got the pine cone lady coming back. We have, no, she's not coming back. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that makes me sad.
There's history there.
Well, yes. She's very good. Got some beautiful things. But we have all kinds of vendors with a lot of different wares, and we have a lot of vendors that will actually have food. In addition to the food trucks, we've got a vendor with dog treats. We have, of course, wreaths. We will also have some plants. The Master Gardeners will have some plants, and we will be getting the plants from a couple of nurseries. Little Creek Farm Nursery will be selling some native plants, succulents, shrubs, and trees. Our own Randy Cooper, who is a certified arborist, is going to be selling his bulbs, daffodil bulbs. And James Hembry, who used to manage the greenhouses, will be selling trees at University of West Georgia, will be selling trees and shrubs and perennials. So we have so much going on, kokedamas, candles, kids' hair ties, herbal oils, resin, jewelry, nail polish, crocheted items, jams and jellies. It's one of those festivals that you walk in and it's like, oh, this is going to be fun. And one of the best things about it is free to the public. We do not charge admission. I've heard where some of these festivals charge $10, $15 to get in, and they're not as big as ours. It's free parking, free entrance, and you can shop till you drop.
And it's one of the two fundraisers that benefits the Carroll County Master Gardeners. And I mean, and for all those tuning in, you know, everyone's got allergies. Everyone's struggling with the allergies out here. This is your opportunity to get local honey. I see local honey's written on this list here of items that are going to be available at different vendors throughout the event. And I mean, some of these vendors have been with you all 4 years, huh? Like all 4 years of the festival. So, I mean, obviously, this is the place to come if you'd like to do some shopping, because you can get almost anything.
Some of the vendors, when they sign up, say, I want the same spot I had last year. You know, so we're now starting to get requests. I like that spot. Can I have it back again?
It's good luck. Yeah,
so
I need to be there again.
It's good luck. It's a good spot. They did well. And so we have a lot of variety. In fact, we can't accommodate all of the vendors that would like to be there. We just simply have run out of space. The first year, I think we had 70 or 80 vendors, and we've finagled the space so we now can get in 108. But next year we might expand it a little bit, but we're running out of space. So we've started a waiting list. Yeah, so we started it because there really wasn't a fall festival here in Carrollton or in Carroll County that showcased local vendors, and that's what we wanted to do. So as part of our commitment to the community, let's do something that the community can enjoy and also help us raise money for the programs that we offer throughout the year.
So, and you offer so much to the listeners, I mean, folks that are able to come out, as we just covered, I mean, 100 plus arts and crafts vendors, the massive plant sale that Gail was telling us about, I mean, so many different items available. But you also have partnerships with organizations like 4-H. Could you tell us a bit about 4-H's role at this event?
Well, 4-H actually 4-H has kind of expanded a little bit. They offer so many programs for kids in Carroll County. Let me see if I can list some of them here because I... Oh, if you've ever been, if you've ever visited the Ag Center in an evening, it is set up, the inside is set up for either the BB team or the rifle team or air rifle. There's archery, they do trap shooting, poultry judging. So if you've got a child between the ages of 4th and 12th grade, you really need to check out the 4-H programs because there's so many and so varied. Gail is actually in charge of the, they just changed the name of it. It used to be Junior Master Gardeners,
used to call it Junior Master Gardeners, but since we don't completely follow the program from Texas A&M, we now named ours the Carroll County 4-H Garden Club. And we have one that meets at Ithaca Elementary, and we have one that meets monthly at the Ag Center. And it actually starts, it's the second Monday of every month, except for the months where we have the breaks. And then we'll meet the third Monday. But that's also co-sponsored by 4-H. Anything that you do with children under the university system falls under 4-H, and our agent Rebecca Clare is extremely active. We also she does horse club, horse quiz bowl, and they have a livestock camp. We also do the Camp Dirty Knees the first week in June every summer, and it's a blast. We have 40 we cut it off at 45 kids because it's a 3-day camp for 3 hours, and 45 is a multiple of three, and it works.
Excellent. Well, tell us about their role at the festival, because it appears that...
At the festival, they'll be over in the stalls, and they have wonderful lemonade that they make. There will be face painting for the children. And is the pony coming back this year?
The pony is coming back.
Oh, the beautiful white pony for photo ops will be back, and she is gorgeous. And there's usually some other animals that they bring in. So you definitely, if you have children, you want to get them over to the 4-H area because there is a lot for them to do.
Yeah. We always have to make sure... I have to make sure that the plant vendors aren't next to the goats because
I don't think most fundraisers, they don't have to think about these kind of things, but this is something that you have to deal with.
Right. You know, we have to be careful where we put the goats because they'll eat whatever they can get their little lips on. Yes. Yeah. And this year, the BB team is actually having a fundraiser within Buffalo Creek Fall Festival because they'll be serving some breakfast and lunch out of the kitchen as a fundraiser for their organization.
Now, food's off the chain, by the way, folks. I mean, they haven't been fed any Master Gardeners event or any Ag Center event, 4-H event, almost always. I mean, the food's always so good.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we've got plenty of food, I think. I hope this year.
Speaking of food, let's throw it over to Elaine. Elaine has been quiet. She hadn't spoke here in a bit. Elaine, you get to talk about arguably one of the most fun elements of this event. Folks know about the food. They know that this is always a big spread, and there are always tons of options available. So tell us about what folks can expect food-wise.
Well, there is the Foul Play Atlanta, which they will be serving breakfast and lunch, including wings and lamb chops and lamb burgers. So that sounds intriguing. I'm always so busy, I don't get to visit the food trucks very often. But, of course, Kona Ice. They're always a favorite with the kids. Renegade Chef has always got some awesome, awesome food. They sell out just about every time they've been to the program. Miss Patty's Kitchen, she's got funnel cakes, fried Oreos, cotton candy, pork skins, different items. Grumpy Pig always has some awesome barbecue. Very good stuff. Butter Dutter. If you haven't had their ice cream, you have missed a treat because they have always got the most awesome
Oh,
and yeah, and they're bringing the big truck this year. That's right. It's not going to be the small blue moo this year.
All hands on deck at Buttered Oven. They're bringing it out. I swear, they could have any kind of ice cream. It could be shrimp and okra, and I'd love it. It doesn't matter what it is. Every ice cream they make is great.
Everything tastes awesome. It really is. And, of course, like Nancy mentioned, we've got the BB team who will be selling food as well. And I think we would be remiss in our duties if we did not also mention that Carroll County Animal Shelter is going to be having animals down there as well for
adoption and whatnot.
For adoption.
Excellent.
And Keep Carroll Beautiful is always involved in all of our things. The library is going to have a library truck down there, Georgia Farm Bureau. We've got various and sundry vendors out there that sell different kinds of food. I think we covered pretty much everything: cupcakes, cookies, jams, jellies, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, egg rolls, fried shrimp.
You will not go hungry there. That is a fact.
Absolutely. I mean, just the running off this list: gourmet burgers, barbecue. I love that the barbecue place is called Grumpy Pig.
Yes,
I'd probably be pretty grumpy too if I was the mascot of a barbecue place.
And not only can you get food to eat while you're there, a lot of the vendors are selling food that will be packaged for you to take home and enjoy later.
Exactly. Excellent.
So you can go ahead and food prep for the rest of the week.
Exactly.
Go ahead and grab you some of these mini pies.
At least on your sweets you can.
I like that. Well, your boy's going to bring home some cinnamon rolls and funnel cakes maybe, because those are my favorite. Well,
and we have the goat cheese lady going to be there this year.
Oh,
really?
Which one?
Is it
Caprigia or...
I don't remember which one.
That's awesome. That's great, though. Goat cheese. Everyone loves goat cheese.
And if you want a full list of all of the vendors that are going to be there, check out our Facebook page, Carroll County Master Gardeners, Carroll County, Georgia Master Gardener Association on Facebook. We are listing all of the vendors throughout this week and next week, so you can see exactly which vendors are going to be there.
Perfect. So that is the Carroll County GA Master Gardeners Association on Facebook. You can check them out for your full list of events. It's going to be going down at the 4th Annual Buffalo Creek Fall Festival, September 7th from 9 to 4 at the Ag Center right here on Noonan Road. Time is 8:52, so we'll go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with Elaine, Gail, and Nancy from the Master Gardeners as we chat more about the Buffalo Creek Fall Festival. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back. Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, August 28th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and you're listening to our interview with the Carroll County Master Gardeners as we discuss the 4th Annual Buffalo Creek Fall Festival coming up September 7th from 9 to 4 at the Ag Center right here on Noonan Road. We don't have much time, so let's jump right back into it because we got a lot of stuff left because this is a packed event. The event's gotten bigger and better each year. So we just covered some of the arts and crafts vendors, the plant sale. Of course, the 4-H will have their Meet the Animals stand there and an lemonade sale. And so much food. There's so much food. I mean, food vendors. You got vendors at the tents that are selling food. You can get food to eat. You can get food to take home with you because they packaged it up. Anything you can imagine, they're going to have it out here. But they also have some live entertainment, I hear. Tell us about the Ties That Bind.
Well, Ties That Bind is a local group. And they are a couple. And what kind of
folk music?
Yeah, it's but you know, easy listening folk music kind of things. And so they're gonna be there playing intermittently, probably between 10 and 12.
Excellent. My mind was going to like a Peter, Paul, and Mary or something. Like, that's where I went to.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's some smooth folk.
Yes. So, excellent. And it's a local, they're local, so that makes it nice as well.
Well, yeah. What about these raffle baskets?
Oh, well, one of the nice things that our vendors have done is offered us a donation of one of their
items.
Thank you, yeah. Wares. And what we will do, basically the morning of, is package them together in raffle baskets. And it's, I always called it a silent auction. You buy the raffle tickets and you put them in the buckets in front of the basket you want to win.
Excellent.
And so the tickets are $5 a piece or
five for 20.
Perfect.
And you can place them in, and the baskets are absolutely gorgeous.
Wonderful.
I mean, our vendors are very,
very generous.
Very generous.
Thank you. I'm losing the words
and
today.
And Vicky does, and her team does an awesome job of putting the baskets together.
An unbelievable job.
So we have about 3.5 minutes. So how about the free stuff? I mean, I know that the welcome table is always a big hit.
Our welcome table does have free stuff for anybody that wants to come by and pick it up, and you can also find out some of our activities. We will have some flyers and signs linking you to our webpage so that you can find out what activities we have coming up. And this year we have a beautiful t-shirt with the new Buffalo Creek Fall Festival logo on it that will be for sale. So you can also get your own t-shirt.
Awesome. Did you make the logo?
No, I did not.
All right, I wondered, because you make a lot of the posts and stuff. I was wondering if you did it.
No, I didn't.
Well, let's throw it over to Elaine real quick. Elaine, in the time we have left, give us a rundown of some of the upcoming workshops and possibly a clue on Heritage Day is coming
up. Okay, well, the advertising will be coming out before too long, but we've got a beginner bonsai workshop coming up where they... for a fee, they get the platform, all the tools, and the tree, and the supplies, and what have you, to start a beginner bonsai. You have to start somewhere. There's also going to be a holiday centerpiece workshop. Once again, this one's going to be a limited number of people, but you get a basket, a live poinsettia, and all the supplies you need to make this. And then there's the kids' holiday workshop. Kids are going to be allowed to come in and make ornaments to hang on the tree from different natural items, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, we've got Heritage Days coming up, which Paula's in charge of. That it's an opportunity for kids to see what it was like back in the pioneer days whenever you didn't have all the modern conveniences and a lot of things were done by hand.
Yeah, they usually have the mountain man come out and,
oh, yes,
and show people how to tan hides. And
Mark Crawford is definitely about the most popular thing on the whole trail.
And Heritage Days is open to the third graders in the county.
It's fourth graders this year.
Oh, is it fourth graders this year? They changed it. Okay.
Yeah.
And the schools sign up and bring everybody, and then homeschoolers can also come. They just need to contact and plan a time.
Yep, and the American Excellent. Legion will be there with their arms and cannons and the flag retirement ceremony that they do as well. So, and there's lots of people. There's beekeepers, there's farm animals, there's quilters, weavers, the whole nine yards. So there's all kinds of activities that the kids would enjoy.
Perfect. Well, in the minute we have left here, Nancy, if you'd like to give any last-minute shout-outs to any sponsors or possibly where folks can learn more.
Well, well, once again, thanks to Tanner and
Southwire.
Yes, and to this is a completely volunteer event. So all of the Master Gardeners that have put in such tremendous time and energy to make this happen.
Excellent. Just, we're out of time here. So for more information, check out Carroll County GA Master Gardeners Association on Facebook. Ladies, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
I appreciate
it. We'll see you at the 4th Annual Buffalo Creek Fall Festival.